I looking for a rapid method? This work is only one part of a larger group of work that's going on in our lab. One part is PCR RFLP diagnostics have been developed for the six of the most economically important species. That requires a day or two, at least 2 days. ISSR patterns, a simple sequence repeat primers, developing fingerprinting patterns is being developed by Roxanne Garza. She's just finished analyzing the data, and she's been able to group various origins of Anastrapha lutens in Mexico. Raul Ruiz was responsible for developing at our lab the PCR-RFLP work. However, he's now at Penn State working on a PhD, and he just gave a presentation this morning on the phylogeographic structure of Anastrapha obliqua, and he also has data on lutens, which he didn't present. So there's a lot going on, of which my work is a part. There are about 25 species of economically important Anastrapha, and 6 to 7 of those are the most important. What APHIS is looking for, PPQ, is a very, very rapid process so that we can identify quickly and have a short turnaround of larvae intercepted at ports of entry. At this moment, they are identified to the genus only. With identification to the species, we will be able to determine the pathways of specific species, and also accurate identification for further work. The 6 species of economic importance are lutens, obliqua, striata, distincta, Verticillus, Serpentina, and a 7th is Suspensa. The first step is collecting and cataloging and preserving shipments of specimens to maintain the DNA integrity for the molecular analysis. Now, this is especially important when you're getting your global variation, at least in the globe that you have the ability to get insects from. And we've had a lot of help from ARS and Weslaco. Don Thomas has collected a lot of samples for us through Mexico and Central America. Also, Pedro Rendon in Guatemala has collected, and his collaborators have collected a lot of samples for us to use. In addition, samples have come from Bruce McFerrin's lab for a number of the Anastrapha species at Penn State. We're looking for a 2-hour DNA extraction process, and we have that with the QIAGEN DNA extraction kit. And if we so wish, we don't have to grind up the fly. We can just place it in the extraction buffers and let it incubate with the various reagents, and then after overnight or after 4 hours, pull it out, put it back in alcohol, and then we have a voucher specimen that can be looked at later by dead bug taxonomists. With real-time PCR, we have a turnaround time of 2 hours. In 5 hours for block PCR, that includes the electrophoresis afterwards. In either case, it's same-day turnaround. And we've worked with 3 PCR platforms: the ABI 9700, the ABI 7900 HT. High throughput, and also the QIAGEN, the Cepheid Smart Cycler. Okay, what we developed were sequence characterized amplified regions, which I will call SCARs from here on out. We started with DNA fingerprinting patterns from rapid PCR. I was using those to group accessions of microhymenopterans for the Sweet Potato Whitefly project back in the 90s. And I also used them to look at the Anastrapha species. It didn't give as good results as the microhymenopterans did, but I did find some unique bands that were species-specific or almost species-specific for these species, these six species here. Well, we selected bands, we cut them out, eluted them from the agarose gels, and cloned them. I might say this work has been done over a number of years at a slow pace, but we've made quite a bit of progress. The sequencing sequencing the clone fragments was done in our lab to produce these characterized amplified regions, SCARs. Each of the sequences was compared, and regions of a SCAR that were unique to a species were developed and further so that unique primer pairs for block PCR and real-time PCR could be verified. Each primer pair was tested for the ability to amplify the expected SCAR fragment from the source species, and I'll be showing you the data on that. If the primer pair amplified the expected fragment in the source species, it was screened against the remaining species of economic importance, those six to seven, for species specificity. Initially, one population of each species was used for the preliminary screening. Then we did extensive screening using five or more individuals from at least three populations of each species. A. Ludens from Mexico, we received from four states at the time. We have them from even more states now. And there may be several collections from each state, so several populations from each state. With the Distincta, we only have individuals from Guatemala. With Verticillus, from Guatemala and Peru. Obliqua from about four countries listed there in the Caribbean and in Central America. Mexico. Serpentina from two states in Mexico and from two countries listed. And Striata only from three states in Mexico and a collection from Peru. Now, this is a summary of the various primers that were eventually screened and were species specific. For only one of the primers from Obliqua, we developed it past real time with Cybergreen onto a TACMAN chemistry that is a primer probe chemistry with a fragment size of 150. And for real time PCR, the threshold copy number is very important as a diagnostic. None of the other species produced anything with this particular primer pair. So it's very good. There are a couple of other primer pairs we got for Obliqua. Primer pair 8, which you can see, shares the same forward primer 10F, with the primer pair above it. It is a 240 base pair sequence. It comes off at about 22 to 27 cycles. At least it reaches its threshold at that time. And then a third primer pair, which we've just done block PCR with. We haven't taken it any further. All of the real time is done with the Cybergreen system, except for that first primer pair listed for Obliqua. With Serpentina, we have two primer pairs, both useful for block PCR and real-time PCR with Cybergreen. And with Ludens, we have one primer pair of 640 base pairs that is somewhat problematic. We get very clear grouping of all the CT, the real-time cycle thresholds at 21 to 25 when we use TAC piece, TAC polymerase. Recently, we switched to GoTAC polymerase, and we don't have such a good grouping. And Anistrata distincta rears its ugly head occasionally in groups with the Ludens. I might also add that this particular primer pair, as you can see, produces a large fragment size. And what we found when we were developing primers to it is that we had to include the rapid primer sequence in its sequence. So from the actual sequence of the fragment of the rapid primer, we had to include those 10 base pairs of the rapid primer in the scar primer and then work in. That may be important information. Standardized block PCR on the ABAI 7900 was used. ABAI 9700 was used for developing the scar primers in every case. Then we adapted that process to the ABAI 9700 HT for real time, again with Cyber Green. And then some of a couple of species, we worked with developing a TACMAN primer probes. We were successful in developing one for Obliqua, but not for Serpentina. But there's still a lot of room for research there. There's no explanation that we can come up with, or ABI, that what we tried didn't work. We've also adapted a number of the block PCR protocols to the Cepheid Smart Cycler platform with Cyber Green. Now I want to show you some gels and some outputs of real time. This was some initial work with primer set 9F at 58 degrees annealing temperature. There's the unique fragment from Ludens, which does not show up in any of the others at 25 cycles. However, if you increase it to 35 or more, you begin to see a faint band coming up here in the stincta that, as a result of melting point work, is the same sequence. Okay, here is a plot of Anistrapha larvae amplified with the 9F primer at the stringent annealing temperature of 58. These were previously identified as Ludens in block PCR, and you can see that they're coming off right around here, 21, 24. If we extended this plot here onto 35, 45 cycles, you would begin to see other growth curves coming off indicating some of the other species. But it clearly groups with TAC polymerase, Ludens, CT, clearly groups right there at 23. Here is the same plot for primer pair 8 with Obliqua real-time PCR and Cyber Green. There's some variation there for the Obliquas, but again, they are really separated from some of the other species that sometimes reach CT thresholds, sometimes they don't. But there's clearly a big gap there for our diagnostic. Here, Obliqua primer pair 8, again, clearly is shown on the gel at the 240 base pair mark. This is just an example of confirming the real-time results with an electrophoresis gel, because you can take the products off the real-time machine and run them. Now, here are some amplified fragments from real-time PCR reaction. The real-time PCR reaction was positive for the all of these Serpentina larvae here, negative for all the Ludens larvae. We know these are Ludens because with the other primer pair, it's diagnostic 9F. We saw the diagnostic band. However, when you actually run the products on the gel, you don't always see it, and this is because the real-time PCR with Cybergreen is much more sensitive and can detect very low amounts of the fragment in Serpentina. Okay, we screened a number of other species, around 20 of other species that are not of not economic importance or marginally economic importance, with the TACMAN primer probe primer pair for obliqua, the primer pair 25 for Serpentina, another for obliqua here, 8, another for Serpentina, and then the one for Ludens. And you can see that we got no product except for some individuals of Canalis, which is quite interesting. I don't know what to say about that except to talk to other people who have been doing this with sequence data and see if there's any similarities there. Okay, here's just a continuation of that list. All the positive controls were positive, and I don't know, the Ludens column got left out here, but there's also a positive there too. Quality assessment challenges. This will be an eternal challenge for genetic diagnostics, rapid, quick genetic diagnostics, where if some of the reagents change, there has to be a lab or a support lab to the genetic diagnostic lab that's continually verifying and optimizing the reaction if any new reagents from new vendors cause a change in the diagnostic expectations. It's always good to have off-the-shelf kits, if at all possible, because then the quality control of the reagents lies with the company who produces the kit. It makes life simple. However, it does have its caveats in that the company makes some changes, stops producing the kit, etc. There's also a challenge when you're adapting a working diagnostic from Block PCR to a different PCR platform. You have to tweak it. That took us some time. And some adaptations work a lot better and are a lot clearer than others. In conclusion, I want to say that of those 6 species we worked with, well, I'll include Suspensa because we worked with that later also. A. Ludens and obliqua and Serpentina can be identified with real-time PCR with Cybergreen in 2 hours, and if necessary, confirmed with electrophoresis with an additional 2 hours. TACMAN primer probe 16 PA can identify obliqua in 2 hours. This is a significant improvement over fingerprinting methods, which take 2 days. I might also add that in cases where we have more than one primer pair, we can also run that as an additional confirmation, because there's always a chance that there is some random mutation that occurs such that we get a false positive or a false negative sometimes. We can also back this up with the PCR RFLP work, which takes longer, but it depends on the value of the intercepted organism and the value of the shipment from which it was intercepted. Acknowledgements. Don Thomas for the collections throughout Mexico and Central America, and also Guatemala, and Pedro Indon and his group from Guatemala. I should also say Bruce McFerrin's lab at Penn State also supplied collections that made of Anastrapha over the years, and also a number of technicians who have done a lot of work on this over the years, and some are still with us, some have moved on. Roxanne Garza has first worked with me as a technician, but now has her own project and is working on some skirto thrips of economic importance in the Caribbean. So With that, I want to thank you all for coming at this 11th hour of the meeting. Questions? Yes. Okay, well, we looked very carefully at the suggested protocol that came with the GoTac or came with the 7800 HT machine. And we used that to see what would happen. Oftentimes it worked. If it didn't, we played with the magnesium chloride concentration, with the cycle time, and also with the annealing temperature. Those are the main things that we worked with. Yeah, I mean, it's really a hit or a miss. I mean, it's really empirical. Thank you.